The Bathurst 1000 today.
Here we go.
I always love Bathurst, right?
It's Can't wait.
I remember reading a column about it once, and it was called the Sporting Spack Filler, right? Yeah. Because it came in between the footy ends, and you go, what are we going to do this weekend? Yeah. And then the cricket hasn't quite started. And the
Good
spring
point.
Racing on Saturday, and this magnificent event is on Sunday. Mm. And I work with Luke Duffersey at Channel 9 every day in the sports section there. He's a Bathurst specialist, Ray, because he went to uni in Bathurst, did some of his best stuff. Yeah. In Bathurst, and he goes back there every year and covers it for Channel 9. He's on the line. How are you, Luke?
Morning, Brittany. Morning, Ray.
How are you, Luke?
It's a great day, isn't it?
Oh,
it is.
Wait.
It's a fantastic day. And I was saying before, if I didn't have three kids who'll be staring at me when I get home wanting to do something,
it'd be
I'd
your
be
first
there.
Weekend home for months, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'd be watching it like you wouldn't believe. Now, Luke, the big story there is Scott McLaughlin, this guy who's got the fast car. He's a genius on the supercar circuit, but he's never won it. Tell us about him, his thought process, and his day today.
Yeah, well, he's been a dominant driver the last 2 years. He won the championship last year, and he's just miles ahead in this year's championship. And he's been open and honest about just how desperate he is to win this race. It is like the grand final for the supercars. He's been untouchable this weekend. He's already broken the lap record 3 times. The best lap was yesterday in the top 10 shootout. That means he's on pole position for today's race. The biggest challenge for him and his team is that this car is fast. We know it's fast, but this is the first endurance event of the season for the supercars. Whether that car can maintain that pace and also just stay out of trouble for 161 laps, 1,000 kilometres, that's the big challenge for the Ford team there for Scott McLaughlin.
Yeah, it's a big if, isn't it, Luke? Something always happens. There's always drama at Bathurst. Outside of Scotty McLaughlin and Alex Premet, who are the favourites, Chaz Mostert's coming off 2. Cameron Waters is in 3. Jamie Wincup and Craig Lowndes off the 4.
Yeah, what a story that is. I mean, about a decade ago, they teamed up and won 3 straight Bathurst 1000s. It was between 2006 and 2008. Then they split up and they were in the same garage, but just racing sort of by themselves with co-drivers. Last year was Craig Lowndes' last year as a full-time driver. He retired from full-time racing and now he's back, and that means he can be a co-driver. So they've paired up these two again. Obviously, they've got this incredible history, but when you talk to them, they say they're a really good team because they're sort of similar in the way they drive, similar height and weight, so they don't need to make too many changes in the car when they come in and change drivers, change everything over pit stops. So, look, even though they've qualified on 4th, it's they're a team that you really have to watch. They know the mountain. Craig Lowndes has won 7 times here. I mean, that's incredible. So, you definitely can't count them out at all.
Yeah, well, Lowndes winning 7 times, unbelievable. He's second on the all-time list behind Brock with 9. They're at $5 in the market. McLaughlin is $2.50 favourite. Third favourites, Van Gisbergen and Tander. Whereabouts are they sitting?
They're fifth on the grid.
What do you like about their chances, Luke?
Yeah, look, Shane Van Gisbergen, he's never won here at Bathurst before. He's been in the hunt a number of years. He's a very loose driver at times, Van Gisbergen, very aggressive. But he's teaming up with Tander, who's a former champion here. So that'll help him. Look, they're always strong, the Red Bulls. But this season, it's the Mustang that you've really had to watch, the Fords. The Mustang back on the grid for the first time since 1986 here. You definitely can't count them out. You can't count anyone out. I mean, we've seen people win here from last. Chaz Mostert and Paul Morris in 2014. They started last on the grid. Then they crashed their car into the wall. And they still won the race on the last lap. So, you keep saying you can't count these people out. Literally, the entire field is in with a shot here.
I like the Davidson brothers at $15, Luke. I reckon they won it all.
Yeah,
in 2016 is a great chance. Hey, Luke, can you paint the picture for us? Paint the scene up there at Bathurst. As Brenny said, it's always a massive weekend.
And bucket, the carton a day thing.
It is. Well, that's just the barrier.
Are they coping a carton a day?
How are you coping, Luke?
Yeah, that's more than enough for me, especially working, that's for sure. But look, when this town comes alive, and it's a great town, but it comes alive this week, not only do the pubs and clubs and motels all get filled up down in the town, but up on the mountain, that's the real authentic experience. There are thousands of people that come as early as Monday morning to get their favourite campsites to camp on the mountain for the week, and you have to see these campsites to really believe them. They're huge. They sometimes sleep up to 30 or 40 people. They have the beds all laid out. Then they have these fully functioning kitchens with stoves and, sinks and hot plates and barbecues, fridges. They've got TVs set up. They can watch the race and any sport. The Rugby World Cup's been on this weekend. And then also they have bars that set up. Obviously, the Esky's overflowing. It's just an incredible weekend to be on top of the mountain. And people have been coming there for, 30 or 40 years. in the past, there has been some troubles. It was a little bit rough on the top of the mountain, but that hasn't been a problem for probably 10 or 15 years now. They've really cleaned things up. It's family-friendly atmosphere. Can you see babies, these tiny babies with these headphones on us to, to block out the car noises as they go past and stuff. It's a great experience. And look, I'd recommend anyone to come, even if you don't want to camp on the mountain. It's just a great sporting event. If you love sport, get out here and watch a Bathurst 1000 one year.
Well, enjoy it, Luke. Beautiful weather this afternoon, and it's going to be a great race. We'll be watching back here at home. Enjoy the day, Luke. Brenny?
And Luke, are you doing the follow-up tomorrow? Am I going to get jammed with that when I get to the office?
Nah, mate, I've got you covered, mate. Just take it easy. Put the feet up. I'll cover them.
And I'm going to go to Randwick and do the Everest workouts. Good on you, Luke. Thanks for joining us, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brenny. Thanks, Ray.
See you, Luke.